This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle endorsed U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid on Friday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
This latest endorsement comes as new opinion polls showed Harris narrowing the gap with Republican rival Donald Trump. Less than a week after Democratic President Joe Biden bowed out of the race amid slumping poll numbers. A new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted Monday and Tuesday shows Harris has opened up a marginal 44% to 42% lead over Trump. That compares with a 2-point deficit Biden faced against Trump in last week's poll before his Sunday exit. And more good news for Harris. An Emerson College The Hill poll found that she had begun to close the gap with Trump in five critical battleground states. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump still narrowly leads Harris in all but Wisconsin, which is tied according to the poll of registered voters in those states.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on new details surrounding the arrest of a notorious Mexican cartel leader and an alleged accomplice in the U.S.
Two notorious drug trafficking suspects in Mexico. A cartel leader, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and the son of El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested after they stepped off a private plane in El Paso, Texas. A source tells the Associated Press Zambada was tricked into flying to Texas, thinking he was going somewhere else. Attorney General Merrick Garland
took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
Zambada was already presented in federal court, pleading not guilty to drug trafficking charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories, visit our website.